In Nashville, Vanderbilt University Medical Center has announced that it's pausing gender-affirming surgeries at its pediatric transgender health clinic after intense pressure from Republican lawmakers in Tennessee to halt the procedures and interest groups spreading disinformation about what exactly the procedures are. Other hospitals have been under intense scrutiny from people against these surgeries for patients in their teens. Boston's Children's Hospital faces constant death threats and picket lines. Blake Farmer is senior health reporter with member station WPLN in Nashville. And Blake, we think Vanderbilt may be the first provider to suspend these procedures. We can't find another. But what exactly did Vanderbilt say about its decision to stop them?
Well, Vanderbilt has said that it believes that they're following the widely accepted professional guidelines, but they're going to spend a few months taking a look at those guidelines. So they expect this to be a pause, not a stop entirely. And yet they also concede that whatever laws the legislature may pass on this issue restricting surgeries for minors, they will follow.
Well, and let's talk about lawmakers because, you know, they have vehemently been against this and so have other activists. Let's hear an example of what groups are claiming about transgender care. This is an ad that aired during the Tennessee Titans football game over the weekend. It's from America First Legal. It was started by the former Trump aide, Stephen Miller. Familiar name, let's listen.
They push girls to take testosterone so they grow facial hair. Biden and progressive leaders promote puberty blockers to keep kids from developing to normal men and women.
Okay, and we presume that families who use these services would say nobody is pushing them to do anything. They go there for the services, and Biden and progressive leaders, we've never heard, promote puberty blockers. And the ad doesn't specifically mention Vanderbilt, but what kind of pressures have state Republican lawmakers been putting on Vanderbilt?
Well, you had, you know, most of the Republican members of the state house all sign a letter. This included the speaker of the state house, essentially demanding that Vanderbilt stop surgeries. They actually stay out of the hormone issue, though they've brought it up in legislative sessions before when they talked about making other laws. But they demanded that they stop and wanted an explanation within 10 days. And then on Friday, Vanderbilt came out and said, okay, well, we will pause. But just so you know, we have not been doing genital surgeries on any minors. And even though the clinic's only been around for a few years, since 2018, they said on average about 5 surgeries a year. And those, they don't actually spell this out specifically, but most likely would be what are known as top surgeries, usually breast removal.
Yeah. Look, this is not the segment where we're going to discuss, you know, how this happens. We're just talking about the reaction to it. And, you know, we know that families who seek these services out say it is life-saving for their young adult children. We also know that there are people who claim anecdotally that there are cases of people, young people, who wish they hadn't had the surgeries. But meantime, what do you think is going to happen here? A pause is just a pause.
You can almost guarantee that this will come up when the legislature meets again starting in January. It's certainly, though, in this very moment becoming a political issue. You heard that ad that played during a football game. We're seeing state Republicans already fundraising on the issue, saying that they're standing up for against the mutilation of children.
For 5 surgeries a year. Blake Farmer of WPLN, thank you.
You're welcome.